Reflection
by Father Luis Cezano. John 19, 25 to 27. Mary is always near her children. 1. By the cross. Mary appears very few times in the gospel, but when she does appear, she shines. She appears at crucial moments, moments of life and death decisions. In those decisive moments, she comes to your side, even if you feel crucified. Try to see Mary as your mother. She is not ashamed of you, and she loves you, even when others may complain about you or leave you aside. Mary is always by your side, even when others laugh at you. She will never make fun of your failures or your falls. She suffers with you in silence. Today, remember that there is always someone by your side who loves you. I know that in hard times you cannot see clearly, you cannot see a way out, and you feel crucified. But Mary is always with you. 2. John. You and I are like John. We are the church. Today, Mary is with the crucified, beaten church that is ashamed of itself. Mary accompanies us in the moments of pain, when many are pointing out scandals in the church and many feel deception and disappointment. Today, Mary accompanies us in these difficult moments where the same members of the church have sinned and crucified our own church. Nevertheless, Mary is with us. She reminds us of the resurrection, of the moment when we will rise again with the nail marks of the cross on our hands and feet. These marks remind us that the Lord claimed victory over death. Our church will resurrect, and Mary is and will be with us. 3. Receive her in your home. Today, we can receive Mary in our lives and ask her to help us live our faith, to never lose heart or grow weak. Ask her to help you to continue to strive daily to be able to overcome the difficulties that came your way. Do you know Mary? Mary watched her son die mercilessly, and there is no greater suffering than that. Nevertheless, she was there. Let's ask Mary for peace and faith. Remember, something good is on the way. God bless you, be with you, and protect you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.